Yeah, stuff like that, and also just the nature of legends, and especially localized ones, and stories, and how you know, they change, and how they kind of factor into time after enough time has passed. You know, those town folk probably felt like heroes, and now you kind of, if you read it, you're kind of like, well, guys are kind of assholes.
Yeah.
You didn't have to do that.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. I've listened to the album, because again, you were nice enough to send it to me. I've listened to it twice, so I've dedicated 2 hours of my life.
That's 2 hours, baby.
And I'm going to listen to it a third time, because you were kind enough to send me the lyrics, so I've got to do that still. I'm really excited. I like it quite a lot. It's different. It's different than the last record, which I specifically reached out to you. I'm like, I like this.
Yeah.
Track one sticks in my head a lot, which we don't have to talk about.
No.
But I told you that I'm like, it's far less, I don't want to use the word catchy, but it has less hooks in it, less melodic hooks.
Yeah.
I'd say
it stretches the tight parameters of punk rock about as far as I could have possibly stretched.
I think so, because like, as I was saying, it's not that it's not catchy or extremely listenable, but it is more orchestrated.
Yeah.
It has movements, and I find that extremely interesting.
Yes.
But yes, 7 minute long punk rock songs are about the stretch of the limits of the genre, I would think.
I guess so, yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, we're at a backing track, so we're not playing anything off the new record, but you were kind enough to bring me an unreleased track that didn't quite make the cut on the last record for time that needs to fit on vinyl.
That's right. We recorded this when we did our last album, A Worthwhile Endeavor, when we recorded it back in May of 2021. We actually recorded 11 tracks when we did that, but we only put out 10 on the album, and we just have been sitting on this one for a rainy day.
Well, hey,
and I've been meaning to do something with it and put it out, and then I was just like, fuck it, going on the radio, let's just debut it tonight, man. So for the six people that are listening, and if I think I'm being generous with six.
That's what this whole show's about.
Yeah, so
for the three people that listen,
it's a bit of a tree falls in the woods.
There you go. I'm listening.
Yeah.
Okay. Brand new old music?
Brand new old music. It's called What a Neighborly World.
Here we go. Red Radio. Gracias. You're tuned to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Johnny Bones. You listen to Rad Radio. We just heard brand new old music from Dead End Driving. The track was called What a Neighborly World. It was an unreleased track off the last album, A Worthwhile Endeavor. I'm joined here in the studio with Matt Earl of Dead End Driving and Earmarked. We've been talking about all the stuff that he and the bands have got going on, starting with Thursday, December 11th. That's next Thursday, 1 week from right now. You can go to Fortune Sound Club and see Earmarked. They'll be playing their new EP. You cannot buy it, but you can hear it. They'll be there with Youth Fountain, Cloudsick, and Poor Sport, three bands I've never heard of, but apparently they're all from around here. So go see bands that you've never seen before, because that's how you learn new things. And then Friday, December the 12th, 1 week and 1 day, Matt's doing double duty, and his other band's playing at Green Auto with Dead Bars all the way from Seattle, with Throw from Portland, and Jesse Lebourdais, not by himself, but with his illustrious band, The Long Winter.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be pretty fucking radical.
I'm pretty excited for that. I love all three of those bands so much. They're all such great bands.
I've never got to see or hear Throw. I think I've heard of Dead Bars, but there's a lot of Dead bands. There's like Dead Fast and Dead Slow and Dead Aside and Dead.
Dead Bars are pretty big. They tour a lot. They got some eyes on them for a while now.
Yeah, there's a lot of Dead bands, so I get a little confused sometimes. Sure. Dead Soft.
Well, yeah, Dead Soft. That's a good band too. But Dead Bars are they're honestly one of my favorite punk bands of the last 10 years. I'm a big fan, and they're up there. They're probably my favorite band from Seattle out of all the local bands.
Oh no shit!
There,
so. Don't tell Kids on Fire.
They know it. I think. Yeah.
Sweet man. No, it's cool. Getting to see Jesse with a full band is a fucking rare. Getting to see Jesse ever is a rare treat.
Yeah.
I love seeing him just acoustic because I think there's a raw energy to what he does.
Absolutely.
But with the band.
With the band's a lot of fun, too.
It's super fun, and it's super rare to see, so don't miss it. I'm going to try to come to both, but again, I might die. So
Jesse also recorded a new, or maybe I shouldn't talk about it.
No, I know he's got new stuff that he's working on. I got to reach out to him, too.
I've heard a little, I got to do some Gangers on it.
Oh, cool, man.
When was it? It might have been in the summer. So I got to hear a little bit of it.
Yeah, I know he's been busy at work. I was chatting with him a bit. I should reach out to him and find out where it's at, because I'd love to talk to him about it. I love that kid. He also needs to release the next Firelight book. Jesse, if you're listening, I need to know what happens. I'm on a timeline here, bud. So, like, if you could, I'd really like to finish the trilogy. That'd be great.
Yeah.
I'll slot it in between one of my Stephen King books, I swear. Okay, sorry, I got on a sidetrack there. Is there anything you want to say about that show, or should we listen to some tunes?
Yeah, just come on down. Throw's amazing. We played with them in Portland back when Deddy went to America in 2018.
No shit.
Yeah, we played with them in Portland, and I fucking love them. They were one of the highlight bands of that whole tour, and I've been bugging them for a long time, and now they finally want to come up. And
hell yeah.
Yeah, Jake, actually, the singer and bass player in that band, also plays in that
1876.
That's the one. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. No, those guys are fucking radical.
Yeah, yeah. So he plays in that band too.
Oh, cool.
So I got to hang out with him at a Outhouse Fest last year. So it was nice to see him again.
Yeah, I really wish I could have made that. Yeah. What can you do?
So I'm glad. So we finally get to Dead End Driving and Throw. Get to finally play again up on Canadian soil.
All right, there we go. Who do you want to start with? Dead Bars, Throw, or Jesse?
We can do Dead Bars.
Okay,
they're
going to
be the headliner, so.
There we go. So this is
They put out a new album this year, too, Dead Bars, and it is awesome. One of the best punk albums of the year. And Throw has a new album coming out on the 8th, I believe, so a new full length.
There you go.
So check it out before the 12th.
Fuck yeah, new music. This is Dead Bars, all the way from Seattle, Washington. You ready? Let's go. Rad Radio.
Do you know what I hate? It's the part of me that doesn't really love you enough or want a life with anyone. Why am I so disappointing? Why can't I just stop complaining?
Is what you can experience if you go out next Friday, a week and a day, Friday, December the 12th, to Green Auto, and you can see bands such as Throw, Dead Bars, Dead End Drive-In, Jesse Labordet, which we forgot to play, which I'm going to do in a second, but we can chat for a second first. So Jesse Labordet, he's pretty cool.
Very cool.
Have you ever had some of his coffee from Falter Farms?
What? No.
You know that he roasts coffee?
I thought he made honey. He roast coffee, too. That guy does everything.
Right? I know. He also does woodworking.
Writes books.
Talented motherfucker. Yeah. If you're out there and looking for good coffee, not to disparage my friends at Anarchy Coffee Roasters.
Yeah.
But Cologne is far, and Jesse's local.
Yeah. Shout out Anarchy Coffee, too, for sure. I've had their coffee.
They're both great. But Jesse's Falter Farms, he makes good coffee, too. Good stuff.
I need to get it. He should sell it at the merch table, man. I'd buy some.
He does sometimes.
He does?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jesse, if you're listening, bring it to the show next Friday.
Okay. I completely forgot that we had Jesse queued up on the turntable. So let's cut into that, and we'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to Rad Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Jesse Labordet, A Long Winter. This song is called Things
Will Get Better.
Very good.
Then you steal everything from us. You talk a good deal about moving forward, but you don't say too much about why we're behind. You talk a lot about living in a world that I'm just not sure I do. And you talk a lot of shit, but you throw it out as truth. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. I'm tired of feeling like these fucking politicians are the best we can do. I'm tired of seeing people sitting out waiting for their lives to change to something new. I'm tired of seeing all the people I don't want to see in all the places I don't want to see them. I'm tired of feeling like this will never change. Oh no, but I don't believe my Cause none of us live for very long anyway. And I'm not trying to say my life is much better. There is much I have to answer for. I've worked much less than I should have, and I've received more than I have earned. But I'm trying my best to distance myself from the entitlement which we claim we were born. So I will help you if I can and you need it. I sure don't want to see you starve, and I don't deserve anything more than I could easily hold. Anything that's left was never. Take what you need, don't make a fuss. Sing with me just for a moment, cause none of us are here for very long anyway. Anyway.
That's why I'm socialist trash. So kiss my bullshit, I guess. comrade and join us in this proletariat mass. That's why I'm socialist trash. So kiss my Bolshevik ass. Well, become a comrade and join us in this proletariat mass. That's why I'm socialist trash. So kiss my Bolshevik ass. Well, become a comrade and join us in this proletariat mass. That's why I'm socialist trash. So kiss my Bolshevik ass. Or become a comrade and join us in this proletariat mass. That's why I'm socialist trash.
Much here for this week, kiddies. Thank you so much for tuning in to CJSF 90.1 FM. I've been your host, Johnny Mose. You listen to Rad Radio. I've been joined here for the past hour with my good friend Matt Earle of Earmarked and Dead End Drive-In. You can go see both those bands next week, Thursday, December the 11th at Fortune Sound Club with Cloudsick, Poor Sport, and Youth Fountain. And then the next night, Friday, December the 12th at Green Auto with Dead Bars, Throw, and Jesse Laborde. Go check it out. Matt, thanks for coming and hanging out with me, man. I really appreciate it.
Thank
you. Write good songs.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Thank you for having me. It's always such a pleasure to come here and hang with you and listen to some tunes and shoot the shit.
Good times. That last track we just heard was a band called Ghost Factory out of Calgary, Alberta. The song's called Socialist Trash off of the album Socialist Trash.
Came out 2 weeks ago. Go check it out.
I highly identify with.
Yeah.
Yeah, super fun time. Another great recommendation. From Matt Earle. If you like good music, or if you like good cinema, give Matt a follow on Instagram, at Matt Tells You What To Watch. I guarantee it's worth your time. Listen to this man's taste. He knows what he's doing.
What's coming up?
Okay, we got time for one more track, and Matt, you want to hear your friends at Dead Bars, who again, you can see this Friday?
Next Friday, yeah.
Yeah, Friday at... next Friday, not this Friday, not tomorrow. Next Friday, December the 12th, Green Auto. This song is called Philadelphia. Matt says it's a banger.
It is a banger.
Okay, cool. That's it. We'll see y'all next week.
Bye-bye.